From the War Room, it's America's Morning Show. Hope you had a great white supremacist, indigenous people's land-stealing, animal-murdering, sexist women in the kitchen day. I know I did. Of course, I made barbecued ribs instead of chicken or turkey or whatever. I don't know. That turkey's just too much trouble for me. You know, I just had too many leftovers, too many bones. Anyway, from the War Room, it's America's Morning Show. Back at it. Well, the climate. The climate. Oh, it's all about the climate in Paris.
Climate change constitutes a serious threat to global security.
No, it doesn't.
An immediate risk to our national security.
No.
And make no mistake, it will impact how our military defends our country.
Oh, shut up.
And so we need to act, and we need to act now.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, we also know that it causes terrorism.
Climate change is directly related to the growth of terrorism.
Yeah.
And if we do not get our act together and listen to what the scientists say, you're going to see countries all over the world.
Right.
They're going to be struggling over limited amounts of water, limited amounts of land
that's
to grow
right.
their crops. And you're going to see all kinds of international conflict. But, of course, international terrorism is a major issue that we have got to address today.
You know, Bernie, I'm really more concerned about limited amounts of freedom, individual freedom, and the ability to prosper and also to grow and to create wealth. But don't worry, folks, they're meeting in Paris to address the most important issue. And, boy, I'll tell you what, when ISIS finds out about this, oh, they're going to be quaking in their boots.
Next week, I will be joining President Hollande and world leaders in Paris for the Global Climate Conference.
Right.
What a powerful rebuke to the terrorists it will be when the world stands as one and shows that we will not be deterred from building a better future for our children.
Yeah, that's it.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Of course, in the meantime, at the climate summit, they're going to be showing a documentary called The Climate Hustle. Climate hustle, are they trying to control the climate or you? And this is, Mark Morano has put this together with CFACT, and it features interviews and comments from more than 30 renowned scientists and climate experts, and it lays out a compelling case that really devastates the global warming scare. Of course, in the middle of all this, NASA is finally admitting now that the Antarctic has been cooling for the past 6 years. So, yeah, all the global warming and the rising of the sea levels and all that, it's been a lie. Let's see. The film, by the way, is the first documentary to profile scientists who actually have reversed their views from supporting the so-called consensus of global warming to conversion to skepticism. Of course, if Sheldon Whitehouse and Eric Schneiderman, the putts, if they get a hold of these scientists, they're probably going to throw them in jail because that's what they really want to do. Cal Thomas calls climate hustle tremendous and said anybody who still believes in climate change after watching this film needs the type of reprogramming given to cult members. As a matter of fact, Nobel Prize-winning physicist Dr. Ivar Gleiver, I think that's how you pronounce it, he says global warming is a non-problem. He said, I say this to Obama, excuse me, Mr. President, but you're wrong, you're dead wrong. Global warming really has become a new religion, and I'm worried very much about the UN conference in Paris in November. I think the people who are alarmist are in a very strong position. We have to stop waging huge amounts of money. So anyway, this new movie called Climate Hustle completely devastates the so-called science of global warming. There is no science of global warming. The problem here is that these people think that the facts are what's being argued here. The facts don't mean anything. This is leftist, socialist, global redistribution of the wealth. This is New World Order, global government. Because, as we all know, climate change goes right across borders. So those borders, nation states, all that stuff is all obsolete now. In order to save the planet, we need a one world government. That's where this is all going. And it started back in the late 1970s after the global cooling thing didn't work. And it proceeded under the auspices of people like George Soros and also Maurice Strong, or Morris, if you will, Strong, from the UN and others in China. Anyway, they've been working on this for a long time. It's a massive, massive scam. Look, the whole idea is for nations that don't produce anything to steal money from nations who do. As a matter of fact, we've already got a call here. I've got it in my pile of prep here somewhere. There's a call from South American countries for producing nations to start paying reparations for damage from climate change that, of course, nobody can prove. So we've got that going on. We'll get to that more deeply in about a half hour. What else? Oh, for those of you who are really sick to your stomach about all these college presidents who apparently have nothing in their underwear, well, we've got a story like that. There's another one who's had a lop of dick off of me, apparently, but there is good news, because there is one who has finally stepped up to the plate from, hold on a second, while I find it here, let's see, Dr. Everett Piper, who's the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University in Bartlettsville, Oklahoma. Be here at 7:35. You will stand up and cheer. Ladies and gentlemen, a barking moon bat. Heads up.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Yes, today's Barking Moonbat Award goes to Karen Keller, who's a kindergarten teacher at Blakely Elementary. Bainbridge Island. She's giving a lesson that has some parents apparently on edge because, from the looks of things, there may actually be some common sense still out there somewhere. Anyway, she's a kindergarten teacher, and she's tackling the issue of gender equality by not allowing boys in her class to play with Legos. I always tell the boys, you're going to have a turn. And then I'm like, yeah, when hell freezes over in my head. This woman is a child abuser. This is psychological child abuse. I tell them, you'll have a turn, because I don't want them to feel bad. But I have no intention of letting the boys play with the Legos. Now, the Lego-restricted lesson plan doesn't make a whole lot of sense for KIRO Radio's Don Monson. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Dory Monson's small print here. Maybe they do feel bad because you tell them they're going to have a turn when you have no intention of giving them a turn, said Dory. If I was a parent of a boy in that class, I'd get him out of there. We've gone insane in our public schools. This Bainbridge Island kindergarten class is just another example of how insane it's all gotten. Well, it's all part of what Christine Hoff Summers wrote a book about called The War on Boys. It's all about getting even with males for all the years of male behavior. You know, one of the reasons why Trump is doing so well, even though he constantly mouths off and gets in trouble with people, and we'll have more on that coming up later on, it's because he's an alpha male, and people are sick to death with males being pummeled into the ground and allowing it to happen. Keller told the Review that her ban on Legos is a way to pursue gender equity. She noticed that boys in her class often gravitated toward Legos. Gosh, I wonder why. Do you suppose it might be in their DNA? See, this is the thing about liberals. You know, they just, honest to God, folks, when reality conflicts with their ideology, it's reality that has to be changed. We're going to hammer that square peg into that round hole if it kills everybody. Girls, on the other hand, may not have felt as comfortable getting into Legos and usually played with crayons or dolls. Gosh, do you suppose gender might matter? Keller hopes that by giving girls special access to the blocks, it will improve their spatial and math skills. Okay, now, do you notice here what's going on? It's never about promoting excellence. It's always about punishing it. So the preferred or oppressed or marginalized or disenfranchised group can look like they're actually better than they are. In this case, they can look like they actually care about playing with Legos when they'd rather play with dolls, because guess what? Gender matters. Hate to tell you that. I know you want it to be a social construction, but it's not. It's chromosomes. In the meantime, this is nothing more than the typical liberal product, which is mandated mediocrity.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see
Quinn in the Morning back after this.